أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Many felicitations today, because today we celebrate the birthday of our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace be upon him. Because he was born on the 1st of Rajab. This is 57 after Hijra. He's known as al-Baqir, which means to split open, and is known as al-Baqir for two reasons. One is Baqir al-Ulum, one who splits open knowledge. See, Imam was about 3.5 years old in Karbala, and he sees the atrocities committed by those who have committed to the one God. They have said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And he also sees as he's growing up that the leadership was occupied in achieving more power. They wanted to loot new countries, but were reluctant of having new converts to Islam because that would stop jizya. This is tax paid by non-Muslims to come to the treasuries. Islamic rule extended from Marrakesh to Mongolia. Those who claimed to be representatives of the Prophet and in leadership did not display the behaviors that were associated with being a Muslim. And we find Imam's main mission is knowledge. It's an intellectual revolution. The Banu Umayyah's downfall had started because of their false practices and ideologies, and there was a thirst for real knowledge. Imam's message was very, very simple. You cannot call yourself a Muslim without these 12 things. Humility, an awe of divinity, remembering divinity, to establish salah in your lives, to fast, goodness to parents, good to neighbors, a responsibility towards those who are widowed and orphans and refugees, to fulfill one's promises, to pay back one's debt, and to be able to recite and follow the Quran. We often associate intellectualism and somebody who is knowledgeable with a person who is able to reel off lots of ologies. But Imam's message was, knowledge is only as good as that which is practiced. So if we don't walk the talk, then we're probably just as good as a search engine. He collected all the sayings of the Prophet and the A'imma in the form of books and established the laws of fiqh as we know them today, because the human being needs boundaries in his life. The Prophet had said that God sends a person in every century with the responsibility of revitalizing and spreading the religion. And in the first century, it was Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace be upon him. And this person is called a mujaddid. So when you think about Imam Muhammad al-Baqir and you think Baqir, splitting knowledge, it's basically walk the talk. Even simply understanding our salah is a first step, and then being able to manifest it in the way we behave. So on the first day of this phenomenal month of Rajab, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be able to walk the talk. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.